This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I said, all you got to do is just get politically active, even to a small degree, and you will find out very quickly how evil liberals and Democrats are. A Ron Johnson spokeswoman is finding this out the hard way, Alexa Henning. She says, the Washington Post reached out to me at 10:18 a.m. asking for comment. I replied at 10:49 a.m. asking for a deadline. And at 11:07 a.m., I get a would-be for today. Story goes up at 11:08 a.m. without my comment. The hit pieces were already written. They don't care about being fair. Telling you, folks, you just start taking a little political action, just a little, and you will find out the true evil forces that exist in this country politically. They will be coming after you, and you will learn real quick who are the good guys and who are the bad guys. All it takes is just getting into the arena, and slowly but surely more people are figuring that out. Now, quickly, what did I tell you in the last segment about the death cult known as liberal Democrats? Here is Ari Fleischer on Fox News. And this is true. This is what the left is banking on, a total death cult and a commitment to people to believe in their death cult to drink the Jim Jones Kool-Aid. Here it is from Ari Fleischer.
Especially during the August recess. But that's also going to mean that Republican senators will have to use parliamentary maneuvers to keep this thing afloat through the vacation. I hope they do that.
Yeah, I don't see how this is a political winner for the Democrats unless they're counting on the left-wing base of the Democrat Party that just thinks the world's going to end in 12 years, or now I guess we're down to 10 or 8. For them to no longer sit on their hands and get out to vote because of all the hundreds of billions of subsidies that are going to causes that I suppose they support. But the bigger damage, too, is this bill really should be named the Raise Taxes and Push the Economy Deeper into Recession Act. I have never in my entire career heard of somebody who thinks it's good public policy to raise taxes here as the nation is entering a recession. That prolongs recessions. That doesn't stimulate the economy. That doesn't give you the help that you need. It makes things worse. And why? For really what's essentially corporate welfare. This is a gigantic spending bill to give money to green corporate welfare. And that's what so much of the green industry has grown up into. Without subsidies, they would never be competitive, would never exist. And the more subsidies you give them, the more they're just hooked on government. And that's what this bill does. And Joe Manchin,
look, the proof is in the pudding here, because if liberals and Democrats really believed the nonsense they pushed about man-made global warming or climate change or ice age or whatever it is they're promoting in the latest phenomenon of the lie, they never live by what they claim. They still drive cars. They still fly on planes. They still have air conditioning in their 10 mansions. They don't live any of the things they believe. They'd go live in caves. They'd be living out on the lake, on a river, on a creek. But no, they're not, because they know it's all a lie. They just want to scare you into giving over your freedom. They just want to scare you into giving over your future, your fortune, your wealth. They want to control you. But that's what it is. They have to convince everybody that the planet is going to end in 12 years and then use that fear to control you. And then just kind of put it in another way. You know, they keep saying they need our money to fight global warming. They keep saying they need our money to do all this stuff. They want to raise taxes. And meanwhile, they just give all this money to Ukraine. So they've pretty much admitted that the dollar is fake. They've pretty much admitted the dollar has no value actually at all, and they can just print it out of thin air. So then tell me, why are you still paying taxes? Why are they still asking you to give them money to stop climate change? If the world is going to end in 12 years or 8 years or wherever we're at, and they can just send endless gobs of money to Ukraine, why are they coming at us for money? They admit the dollar has no value. They print money at will. They say the world is ending in 8 years. So go live in a hut and then print $20 billion and stop asking us for money. But see, because it's all a lie, folks. It's all about controlling your life and making you a slave in the name of man-made climate change. I'll be back. back hosting the War Room in an hour, taking your phone calls. Kate Daly takes over the Alex Jones Show right now on the other side of this break.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the articles, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin infusion, Body Soul Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
Hi, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from Kate Daly Radio, the Kate Daly Show. Oh, I have so much to talk about today. There's so many things I want to hit on. Hopefully, I'll get to all of them. I'll try. But I do want to talk about a trick being played on the military right now. And I also want to talk about theories on the election. There's some theories I want to go over with you. But this is where I want to start. I was looking at this and could not believe my eyes again. So I don't know if you guys caught it. Most people don't because it's the Commonwealth. It's over across the pond and the Commonwealth Games of 2022. And again, another opening. I don't even know what you call it. Why an opening ceremony? I guess I'll call it a ceremony. An opening ceremony. Just full of weirdness, like the worship of Baal, like the calf or the bull with the huge horns and the red blood eyes and the audience members dancing around this thing like they could not wait to show this thing off. This thing's huge, huge. And what do the BBC commentators say? It's full of light. It's a symbol of free. Oh my gosh, a symbol of free? I don't even know what to say to this. Except that we're in this time right now and we're not even noticing what is going on. These people are on the ground dancing and bowing and making these horn signs to the bull. I'm sorry, what does this have to do with sports? What in the world? And they've got this, so they got this giant bull, blood-filled eyes, you know, chained, and it's so, I don't even know the word for it. All I know is I like a little Baal, you know, when I'm watching a good old game of London squash, on a little Lucifer worship with my summer games. When did our sports events become this? That's what I want to know. Because I don't know what they're going to do at the Paris Games. All right, the Paris Games of 2024. Are they going to do a real human sacrifice and call it good and everyone's going to dance around and act like this is a symbol of light too? I don't know. This is nuts. The Commonwealth Games are referred to as the Friendly Games, okay? And these Friendly Games are like this multi-sport event. So Prince Charles kicked off this fun thing. And of course, Baal. What was Baal? You know, if you read the Old Testament, the Canaanite god. And, of course, why did we do that? Well, creating idols and participating in a lot of sexual immorality and sacrificing the children, you know, the stuff we're doing now. Anyway, at the 2012 Olympics, I don't know if you guys remember, but it was the hospital beds, the grim reaper, you know, was that foretelling or what? Did they know that was coming or what? But also, I just wanted to mention that we've had these different games, and I don't know if we're just the frog in the perpetual boiling water or what, but something's wrong when we do not even notice what we're doing. It has nothing to do with sports. Give me a break. What does it have to do with anything? that we're playing. But I'm gonna wager with you guys that when we get to the 2024 Olympics, it's gonna be bad. It's gonna be the opening ceremony everybody talks about, because I'll bet you they do something very similar to this. But you know, it's interesting, as we're watching this play out and all these little sheeple are dancing and acting like it's the best thing they've ever seen. What I was thinking was the BBC was sitting there saying, this is a symbol of light, a symbol of freedom. And I sat there and thought, this is how they do this all the time. Every false flag, everything. What you're seeing on the screen, well, it's not what you're really seeing. We're going to tell you what you're seeing, right? With everything, everything I've even brought up on this show. It's basically, we're here to give you this auditory response as you're watching these things, and we're going to continue to say it and continue to say it and continue to say it until you believe what we say and not what's right before your eyes. So the election fraud, it was right before our eyes. We all saw it, right? But then they want to tell you, you did not see it. You didn't see it. Don't bring it up. You're not allowed to talk about it in America right now. You're just not. And no politician will discuss it. No one will even say a word. And why? Because it goes all the way down to the city races, county races, state races. That's why. That's why. They don't want all of their races known. And so they don't want to look and see. And one thing I will tell you about the election fraud that's going on right now in every county, mine included, is the numbers are way up of turnout. So where turnout in my community was 26% on an election year, right? Like 2016, 2020, right? On an election year, that's when it's the highest out of all 4 years. Everybody kind of comes out of their closet in their basement, you know, to vote, okay? To do their duty. But here's the deal. Usually it's around 26%, 25%. And that's how it's always been. It doesn't even matter what's going on in society. This county here was up to 50%. Some counties 100%. And here's a clue. Some counties 110%. But you're not supposed to notice it. You're not supposed to talk about it. You're not supposed to see it. You're not even supposed to ask why. And here's another hint for you. If this was actually something that was occurring and we had this phenomenon going on, because even if you go back to the beginning of this country, we still only had about 25% because it was property owners. Okay. So the numbers really haven't changed very much. Most people are sheeple and they just don't care. Okay. But if we had something phenomenal going on, like the 50% that we were told happened even in my own community, well, they would be shouting that from the rooftops, giving themselves a bunch of high fives and saying, oh my gosh, we've made a history. We've doubled the numbers. Not just up by a couple percentage points because people have peaked interest because we have King Fraud-A-Lot and Hormala at the helm. No, because we're looking at across the board in America, all the rates are really, really high. This is how they get some fraud in. Besides for the software problems, this is what they do for fraud. They're actually padding the votes and making it look like they have these huge, huge turnouts. So in your county, I challenge you to take those numbers, go to your county commissioners, whatever county you're in, and say, why are the numbers high? Because they're high all across the board. And it isn't because people are waking up. It's because we have a problem. And this was in 2022. All the numbers were high. In the swing states, it was like 100% in the counties of the swing states. 100% show up? Even my dead grandma? Really? 100%. Wow. That is the most phenomenal turnout. Don't believe it for a second. Don't believe it for a second. So this is where the American people have to step in and now start voicing some of the problems. And this is a problem that they're sort of padding over in the news. Oh, yeah, there was a 50% turnout. Don't look here. Anyway, on with the article. This is what they're doing. They're trying to tell you, don't look here. Totally normal. We're not even going to specify that this is abnormal. See what I mean? This is how they're doing it. So go to your county commissioners and say, you know what? We have a very, very, very big problem. I also wanted to mention that the military is getting tricked. The military, they're ignoring the court system, completely ignoring it right now. And this is a warning you need to tell people about if you have friends and family in the military. I have family in the military, always have. Here's the deal. They're ignoring the courts on the vaccine mandate. Even the court said, you know, sorry, you can't do this. What they're doing is they're saying, okay, well, in 30 days, don't show up for work, military member, because if you don't have your shots and you don't have your paperwork, then we're going to get rid of you anyway. And what it's doing is it's telling the servicemen, don't show up, just don't show. That's the trick. It's a don't show trick. So then they can say they didn't show for work. Now, you know, they've gone AWOL. Now we're going to go ahead with proceedings and we're going to charge this military member. Make sure that your military member, friend or family keeps showing up for work and ignores what the military is telling them, because the court's already sided. The fact that the military is going against that says volumes to me. And it should say volumes to you. Their numbers are very low. People are not signing up like they used to. But then again, we also have to question, why do we have a full-time military all the time in this kind of world with what we have going on? But also, you know, did the founders really envision that, or did they envision an army that was trained but ready to go when necessary? It's a whole nother topic. But I just wanted to let you guys know about the fraud going on and how they're telling military members not to show up so that they can condemn them to AWOL status. And that's how they're getting rid of people. So make sure your military member shows up for work, regardless of what they're saying about the vaccine mandate. And with all the deaths coming in, I know people are finally realizing that, yes, these shots are full of everything Judy Mikovits said last week, HIV, leukemia. It's a death shot. Be right back on the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next.
That's right.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, guest host Kate Daly from katedalyradio.com. Glad you're joining me. And those supplements that Alex is always talking about, they're fantastic. Get extra. Get extra right now while supply chains are working. That's my biggest advice to people right now. Get ahead on some antibiotics. Get ahead on some supplements. The more supplements, the better. Let's get away from pharma as much as we can. But, wow, we really need to stock up right now. Talking about Baal worship in the last segment, I just wanted to remind you guys. You guys remember 2016 New York when the 50-foot replica of Baal went on international tour and landed, of course, in New York. Of course it lands in New York because where else would it go? And I remember doing a show on it and thinking, are we really here? We have a real problem recognizing the time that we're in. And I think a lot of us just want to just get through life and, you know, have our kids and go to work. And it's stress enough just worrying about everything you have to worry about and making the bills, let alone figuring out where we're at with our society right now. It's kind of scary. But I wanted to bring this up because I really actually am a fan of Reagan, always was a fan of Reagan. And I'm not really poking at Reagan. I'm just poking at what he's saying. And, you know, there's a clip that keeps going around, and I think Ted Cruz even put it out on a meme, and it said, basically, you know, a recession is when you lose your job, and, of course, a recession is when your neighbor loses a job, depression is when you lose your job, and, of course, Jimmy Carter needs to lose his job, that's recovery. Okay, so they have been posting this everywhere, and I've been seeing this, but the other part of the speech is what bothered me, and I wanted to bring this up because it's a really great lesson, and a lesson that we seem to go along with, but we never ever talk about. We don't realize the truth about this lesson. In his speech that he gave that day, he said he was talking about us, and he said they helped to build the magnificent city across the river, our forebears, okay? They spread across the land, building other cities and other towns and incredibly productive farms. They came to make America work. They didn't ask what the country could do for them, but what they could do to make this the refuge, the greatest home of freedom in history. But then he said, has answered all this misery. He's talking about Jimmy Carter. Has answered all this misery. He tries to tell us we're only in a recession, not a depression, as if definitions, words relieve our suffering. That's true. But then he said this, let it show on the record that when the American people cried out for economic help, Jimmy Carter took refuge in a dictionary. Now, you really could look at that and you could look at King Fraud a lot. And you could say we're doing the same thing right now. We're kind of along the same lines. But I brought this up because when he said, let it show on record that the people cried out for economic help, we were never supposed to get economic help from our government. We were never supposed to be crying out for anything. And what that speech did was it sort of reinserted this wrong belief that we as members of a free capitalist system were supposed to be able to strengthen that and not have government compete with us, like in, you know, the Yellow Pages test, when you can go into the Yellow Pages and if government has an entity that does it, then if you find it in the Yellow Pages, you shouldn't be doing it too for government. Well, the problem is that we have been trained, seriously trained, to think that our government are the ones that we go to for economic help, that the president controls the economy. He doesn't, and he shouldn't, and it should not be this way. And so that's why I've always brought up, you know, what about the states? Why aren't the states controlling their oil, you know, within their states? Why are we always looking to the feds? When I was at Freedom Fest, I interviewed a multi-billionaire, okay? And of course, he even reiterated the line about, well, the feds are in charge of gas and oil. It's the feds. No, it's not. It's not the feds. It should be the states. It should be sovereign states. But we should never be crying out to our government for help. I also wanted to bring up, because we're talking about presidents, you know, this election and what's happening right now. And ever since 2016, it was kind of a weird turn of events, wasn't it? And so when we looked at Hillary, I remember the saying she didn't think she would lose. And I remember thinking something's really wrong with that statement, because the presidencies have been controlled for about 120 years, started with Colonel House and behind the scenes, pulling the little puppet strings. And so a few got through, but they've always managed to get in the chosen candidate from one of the parties, Team A, Team B. And when one party, you know, when one side gets a little upset, then they throw in the other team. So to them, to those that really run things, it's Team A, Team B. And so what if the whole faked election, fraudulent election, was sincerely faked? What if the whole thing was faked? And we brought this up, I think, gosh, years ago, when Trump got into office. But then I really actually started really liking Trump, and I really started liking what he was doing. And I thought he was doing what he could in a very corrupt system. Which we know that if the president exercises more authority than he has, then that's not okay either. It's always in Congress's lap, right? But Congress doesn't want you to look there. So all eyes are always on the president of the United States. Now we have feeble, what a joke, King Fraud-A-Lot and Hormala at the helm. She and her, and I'm wearing a blue dress. This is who we have at the helm. But maybe they wanted it this way. Maybe this was supposed to happen. Maybe as they swing us from the right to the left to the right to the left, you know, we spent 8 years with Clinton. Ugh. Then we spent 8 years with Bush, and a lot of bad stuff happened under Bush. And then they gear us to accept Obama, half black president with no past, no birth certificate, really. I mean, let's be honest. And of course, they brought him in as a moderate, said he would get rid of the NSA. But he didn't, and he wasn't going to, and he only strengthened it. And so you saw all these things happen, and people are sort of geared. We're like cattle and cattle guards. You know, we're sort of geared to the right and then to the left. Do you guys remember when the Tea Party was at its helm? And who did they stick in? Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich was sort of like the fall guy. He was supposed to go in and basically squash the Tea Party. Most people don't realize that. But if you really examine history, you'll notice that whenever people started to rise up, there was always somebody there at the helm as a leader to squash it. And so they knew that we would probably see right what was right before our eyes in election fraud and be very upset, because this was the most visible representation of it. This was an in-your-face citizen representation. And so, you know, was it always supposed to go like this? Is this why nothing's really happened? Is this why politicians are silent? Is everybody playing their part? And is it gearing us more to the right so that again, we get squashed? Because what was the message of January 6th? The whole fraudulent thing that happened at January 6th, courtesy of our FBI. It was, don't protest. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. Don't do anything. Just be worried and sit in your home and sit in your recliner. That was the message. Otherwise, we'll ruin your life fraudulently and give you trumped up charges. And so people are afraid to speak out. They're afraid. They're afraid of being targeted. But what if that was the whole point? What if the whole entire thing was faked and everybody played a part? What if Hillary was actually supposed to win and they actually thought Trump was their guy and they'd get him in and have him do the things they wanted him to do? What if he actually did have a change of heart? See, there's lots of theories behind this. And I always leave room for a miracle, for somebody to change, and for somebody to kind of take on something new. And I did feel like that got done. But it's kind of interesting when you look at all the different theories behind how big of a Truman Show are we actually in. Just thought I would say that just to kind of get the wheels turning. And I know you probably already thought of this. But now that we're in 2022, maybe this is a really good time to sort of reflect on the last 120 years. The presidencies are always bought. Be right back, MC Daly.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. world government, the new world order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless new world order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light. We have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the articles, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom. And pray for the children, and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. So glad you're listening in today. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host, and happy to be with you. I'm hoping you're having a good summer. I really am, because we need a reprieve from some of this, don't we? This is kind of the biggest vacation time of the year, and I hope people are actually vacationing and realizing that we have a lot of blessings in our lives, too, to be really grateful for those things, because it's important. It's important to always have gratitude, even though you see the country burning down, and what are the politicians doing? Over there watering flowers, or are they igniting decided the match. Whatever, we're still in this situation together, and I do believe in you. I believe in the American people. I really do. All you have to do is travel around the United States. Just don't go into your major cities. But if you travel around the United States, it's a beautiful place with really, really great people. And I also wanted to say this about, is the whole thing faked, right? Because if you haven't thought of that, you know, maybe we're too steeped into tribe mentality, and that's exactly where they want us. They want us arguing. They want us fighting over what Biden said today or Hormala or whatever. And, you know, when they show them on camera, see, this is one thing that really got to me. When they show them constantly saying those things, you know, they're showing the missteps all the time. They want you to see the missteps. They want you to see that he has dementia. They want you to see he can't read a teleprompter. They want you to know what a buffoon, hoary lady that Kamala is. They don't even like her. Who do they send over to Taiwan? Nancy. No one even wants Nancy, but she was the best of the litter, I guess. And it kind of reminds me of AOC's race when they interviewed 10,000 people, and AOC for the job, the theater production of Congresswoman, and they picked her. This is all on video. You can see this. They picked her because she was the best and the brightest. Yeah, AOC. Anyway, can you imagine what the other 999 were? I don't even want to think about it. But we're in a situation right now where we are told something, but we're seeing something different. We're told we're a free nation. We're still told that we're an exception. But what is actually going on in our country? And for 120 years, yes, they have bought the presidencies. Yes, it has been very, very controlled. Can anyone get through to the presidency without being their guy? Or, like in Herbert Hoover's case, Herbert Hoover, when they got him, they actually thought he was going to be the guy they wanted him to be, because he was pretty entrenched into these people. But the problem was he kind of had a change of heart in office, and he started doing things and listening to people that were not part of the club, not part of the mothership, you know, the CFR. And so what did they do? They demonized him by calling it Hoover's depression. That's how that came about. Hoover's depression. And so, yeah, there have been people in history that have had a change of heart, or if they ever tried to out, like the CIA tried to out things, JFK, or, you know, his brother, or several presidents that had mysterious deaths, you know, if they try to turn, they kind of let them have it, or let them have it. But can a president get in? No, not unless they think they can control you, or they think that they can control the puppet strings, because we know they're not actually running the country, right? We know that Hormala and Fraudulot are not running this country. And I know you guys know that. And so what it comes down to is, if they can keep you focused and in the tribes, then they can still loot America, right? Which is what they're doing. Trillions of dollars disappearing just all the time, right? The day before 9/11, last year we had, and this year we had trillions of dollars missing. We have black holes like NASA and all of these places where money is basically laundered. So we have a lot of situations where they're able to loot it, and loot it while we're focused on this peripheral stuff over here. And that's how it works. So right now they want to keep us kind of geared more to the right. And this is why I think they're showing Biden's frailties, Biden the lunatic, the lunatic left, and everything is transgender, and nobody knows what a woman is, and nobody knows what gender is. I think even some liberal progressives are going, seriously? And so why do they want to do that? Is it easier for us to bend to the right a little bit? Is it easier for us to kind of get us to this point where then we sanction some sort of hero on the right to go in to save us? This is the problem, though. It's never going to save us. It's never going to save us. Nobody's ever going to save us. We are. We're the only ones that can do it, and we need to do it in mass. January 6th, if millions of people would have shown up, 20 million people would have shown up. Do you think they could have gotten away with that? Do you really think they could have gotten away with it? Because I don't think they could have. Too many people would have shown up. And that's why more and more people need to show up all the time. And that's really what's going to save this country, is it's going to have to be the silent majority that shows up. that actually says, we're not going to do this anymore, and get out of the tribes. I think that's one of the big ones. I'm still a registered Republican in my state because I have to be, but I know what the party's about and I know how they control. And I think that's the biggest message is, how do they control? And it's kind of like the delivery system of two messages. Let me explain why. You have a defund the police, which now all the liberals are saying, well, we didn't really mean it. And then we have back the blue. Do you think that might be from the same people? Because what does back the blue do? It goes to the other way in the extreme. Back the blue is there to say, cops, you can get away with whatever you want. Even if you become a federalized unit, it's fine. No more local police. It's okay. We back the blue. Back the blue sounds patriotic. They want it to sound patriotic. But the problem is that it gives a blank check. That's not okay. That's saying that no matter what you do, it's okay. Because now we're so desperate, we need to back you. You know, never in my life did I ever feel like we had to say that we believed in cops. Because pretty much all of you just figured that, you know, cops should be there, right? Why back the blue? Did back the blue, was that really the message they wanted to get out? Was defund the police the coy? Was that the part of the message that, you know, oh yeah, we're going to shove this out front, but really what we want people to do is say back the blue. Look at Uvalde, right? Why did they show you that? Why did they say to you that the local cops screwed up and it was ICE that came in to save the day or the feds? Because they want to go to a federalized police state. I think both messages were devised by the same group. I also think that they do this all the time. It's the bait and switch. So everybody rushes to the defense of cops. It's kind of like saying, I believe in books. You know, I will back the books. Well, do we not have books? Of course we have books. But if it's a slogan, then people think it's in trouble. That's how it works. They aren't in trouble. We just need to recognize that they're trying to impose more federalized police on us than we already have. Local cops usually are not going to be the ones in a red flag situation to take your gun. Local cops are usually, because they're accountable, they're in your neighborhoods. And I'm not talking about the badge heavy cops, we have enough of those. I'm talking about just good cops. I know you know some, I know some. But the deal is that we kind of are giving them this blank check, and people are using it to get elected. So what do? I back the blue, just back the blue. And then we go, oh, they must be a conservative, and oh, they must be a good guy or a good woman if they just say back the blue. It's a really great tactic. Pro-life used to work. They used to just say, I'm pro-life. And then everyone would go, yay, pro-life. But I'm never going to do anything about it. So same kind of thing. It's a tactic. So be careful of the tactics. I'm always looking at things like this and thinking, oh my gosh, are we seeing what they really wanted us to do in this case? Because Uvalde was this great case for them to say, oh, local cops will always mess up. You really need ICE. You need ICE to just be lingering around for no apparent reason. And they can come in and save the day. I hate that message because I want the local cops because I know they're more accountable. And I know they won't screw me over in red flag. And we're going to definitely have this red flag. They're enticing the state so much since Biden signed that they want they want every single state in this great union to take on red flag. And red flag is absolutely the opposite of the Constitution. It rips apart so many constitutional protections of God-given rights. And we have to be really watchful of that. It's a real disgrace. And so you can just call up on anybody and get their guns taken and they have to fight to get them back. And really without a warrant, judge just signs off on it. It's a whole system. And they're going to get really good at it for the patriots in this country. I mean, what's better than to call up on a patriot and say, oh, yeah, I think you're unstable. Yeah, right.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. All right, so if you're just joining us, because I know people jump in and out of the car or whatever the situation is, I'll catch you up. It's really quick, actually. We are literally worshiping Baal at every sports event now. Why sports? I don't know. We just are. And we better recognize what we're doing as a world. I sure hope we do. This stuff cannot fly. We cannot live in a world where we're worshiping the very things we were warned about not worshiping. Give me a break. Also, government has no authority to control the economy, none whatsoever. But we are trained that government is in charge of the economy. They're not. And we need to get back to educating the masses on this and get them out of that control mindset, because we are the ones that do what we do, and that's what built America on free enterprise. So I also wanted to mention the trick that the military is being played. The military is not going with what the court said. They're actually going against it. Shame on them. And they're telling people if you don't get the vax 30 days, you can't come back to work. So people are not showing up. And then what they're doing is they're claiming that they went AWOL. It has nothing to do with the shot, right? They're just claiming they went AWOL to get them out.
don't fall for it. Till a military friend or family member show up. Just keep showing up, okay? Don't fall for that trick. And it's really sad that they're playing a trick like that. When did our military become guinea pigs? I don't know. And to all of you that have fought, to all of you that are out there that are part of our military, you know, God bless you. Because I love our military. I just don't want to see you guys get messed over. Also, get out of the parties. Nothing has ever been repealed in 100 years. Why is that? Because the train only moves one way. Both parties are in on it. Both parties behind the scenes are one party. And so you'll never see anything that we complain about on the right as a conservative ever get repealed. There's a reason for that. And there's a reason we have huge omnibus bills packed with billions and billions and billions of dollars. And how do they get them through? They just say it's for the military. It's an easy excuse. And we have a lot of excuses as to why we can't get anything in that actually goes back to liberty and so in our freedom. And this is why the leftist communists, I'm talking about the communist, diehard communists, have really, really seek to ruin this country, to destroy it, right? From the inside out. That's all they're doing. But the right isn't doing anything. It's kind of like the Capitol Police, 140 officers, I guess, just stood there with their arms down getting punched, I guess. there wasn't a mark on anyone else. So it's kind of a one-way fight. And if the right were actually as invested as the left was in destroying the country, if the right was standing up for it, we wouldn't be in this pickle. We wouldn't be in this hot mess that we're in. So, and back the blue is a tactic. Back the blue is a tactic. And I think it's a tactic to actually serve up the left. Believe it or not, it's really not about supporting cops. It's about supporting a big, heavy, federalized police force is really the game behind Back the Blue. And we cannot change things in this mess until we get out of the tribe mentality into the parties. It's not about, is our guy going to win? It's about, what do they do once they're in there, regardless of the party? As we can see with people like the schmuck Romney, you know, what a disgrace to our country. And says he's a Republican. He's not. He's not. He's a liberal progressive and always has been. But he won't admit it. I don't like liars. He won't admit it. And so we have a problem with who's right, who's left, who's blue, who's red, because that's not the way it swings anyway. So we really need to start calling out these tribes. I also want to say this. There's another kind of weapon on the left that I've noticed. See, I'm a mom, and I'm gonna speak from that angle because I've been seeing this over and over again, and it's called the word kindness. Okay, you've seen nothing but those be kind t-shirts, be kind slogans. Everybody's telling you to be kind. My first thought when I saw that was, why were we unkind? When did we become an unkind people? I don't remember that. Everybody I know is kind. Why are we being told to be kind? Well, here's a thought for you. Just as a mom and as a Christian, I have to say this because it's driving me nuts when I go into the stores and I see this, especially at like Target. I mean, all these stores selling this word over and over again. From what I can recognize, what I found, I grew up in California and I grew up around a lot of liberals. So I still have liberals as friends, believe it or not. We just don't talk politics. So I noticed that parenting skews to a way of saying, my child is kind, therefore I'm a good parent because my child is kind. This is why they're dragging them to drag shows. This is why they're implementing the everyone's different and unique and you've got to love everybody because it's all about how kind you are. That's the measuring stick. Okay. The focus, if you will, is on kindness. It's really kind of strange because what happens is I know that I was raised in a home where kindness was just the result of everything I was taught. Right? It was the result. So I was taught, you know, you taught integrity and character and trust and the commandments and you're taught about God and you're taught about all of these things. Well, kindness just comes out because you're taught really good, healthy things as a kid, you know? And so now what are they doing? The focus is on kindness. And let me give you kind of an example of this. There was a story about a guy who was raised this way, thought this way, very, very, very liberal. And everything was just about patting himself on the back to be a kind person. So he goes down to the border and he has a Marxist front company, okay, totally deceptive, goes down to the border and puts out food and water for all the illegals. And the gist of his message was the illegals just, I don't know, got helicoptered in, I guess, and just sort of arrived. And so he needed to go help. It wasn't because they did something illegal crossing the border. No. It was just because they just arrived. And so he had to go and take on this burden for himself. And he had to go into a very deceptive company and go in and deliver water and food as if he's the nicest guy on the planet. I think this is what happens when you teach kindness, but you leave out all the other stuff like God, like, I don't know, the commandments, like anything. That I was taught, integrity, honesty, character. That's usually what parents, hard work, that's usually what parents are raising their kids with. But the focus to be unkind produces a person where it doesn't matter what you have to do. The means to an end, the means don't matter because it's all about, can I justify my level of kindness in this moment? Then I'm a good person. You know, five-year-olds don't need to go to drag shows. That doesn't make them a nicer human being. The only thing that's happening there is the parent in their own personal glorified weirdness is saying, look at me. I'm a wonderful parent. I'm embracing everybody. Kid doesn't need to go to a drag show, honey. And why are they going to a drag show? Most importantly, at the age of five, they should be home playing with dolls or trucks and being a normal kid. But this is what it's all about. See, they come in on the guise of kindness to sell you a box of rocks that says, basically we're here for the, everyone's a bully and we're here to train them to be kind, when really it's just a promotion of LGBTQ in the schools. Please get your kids out of these schools. If I could do one thing different, it would have been to homeschool. I wish I would have. I didn't know enough about it, and my kids were already in that system. And then when they came home, we had to re-educate them from all the falsehoods and socialism they were taught. And now it's even worse. Get your kids out. Save your kids from the system. But this focus on kindness, see, what it basically is if you identify any immorality because you were taught right and wrong, be kind is the slogan to basically shut you up. It's basically there to say, you're not allowed to say anything because it's unkind. So doing that sort of check, like, hey, what about right and wrong? Because I know if I come across somebody and I feel like, well, that's wrong, or maybe I was taught that something was wrong, I'm still going to be loving and kind, but I'm also going to state the truth. What be kind does is squash the part where you tell the truth. And it's just total acceptance of anything and everything. And that's what they're teaching their kids. Anything and everything, no boundaries, no right and wrong. Just be kind and you get a giant gold star. It's wrong on a lot of levels, but it's a really easy twisting. And all of these things that I'm noticing all the time with the rhetoric and the changing of words and the changing of definitions that's going on right now. Reagan was right about that. The changing of words is the twisting of the meaning behind the words and what they really mean to say. We've got to save our kids from this nonsense. Have this discussion with your kids at the dinner table and see what they have to say. Because everything that they're surrounded with at school, as we're about to go back into the school season, is all about be kind. Don't stand up for God. Don't stand up for anything. Don't say what you mean. Do not say anything that's right or wrong. Just simply smile and be kind. And let it go. That is not the right message for our kids. Our kids need those boundaries. They need to know right from wrong. It's very simple. But be wary of the kindness overload that you're probably noticing too. If I see one more t-shirt, I swear, with be kind on, I'm already kind. I'm one of the nicest people you'll meet. You guys, thanks a lot for listening. Alex Jones Show, Kate Daly, your guest.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.